Why didn't people get angry? There was every reason to be angry. And if you look back now at the pictures of black life in the Jim Crow era South, I get angry right now. People weren't angry, at least for two reasons. First, people who are severely oppressed generally do not lead slave revolts against their masters. Those who lead the revolts are rarities. Oppression does not create mass outrage and contempt, which leads to violent action. Generally, what happens is that in a very repressive and oppressed society, you get docility. And that doesn't mean that the people who are oppressed are unaware that they are being oppressed. Of course, they understand that, but they also understand another thing, that there are terrible risks which must be run in order to challenge that system. That the black man or the black woman who stands up and denounces the absence of participatory democracy at the county level will end up in a gutter or be killed or be run out of that county. And that's a reality, that every young black boy and girl who grew up in the Jim Crow era South understood.